order. Whoops. Do you want me to start all over? Never mind.
No, you should
Okay.
be fine. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Is that
All
Pat
right.
Tapia?
I hope.
Oh.
Yeah, he hung out last time.
Yeah,
But we
that's
didn't
right.
really see him.
Yeah, he's a man of mystery now.
Yeah, actually, I'm on, but I'm actually driving right now, so I'm listening in on my phone.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So, roll call. Fred Ariza.
Here.
Margo Garcia.
Here.
Trevor Ledbetter.
Here.
And Chris Yarder here. Item two, you should have gotten the final copy, hopefully, of the annual report. We'll have to vote on it at the full ESAC meeting. So I think I got all the bugs worked out. Read through it a couple times and see if you can catch something. But I think it's done. I worry too much about this stuff, so.
I'll take another look at it. I haven't had a chance to take a look at it since the last time, but it should be
Yeah.
okay.
All right. By Thursday, I will have read it and commented too.
That's okay. I'm not going to test you on.
What does it say on page three, middle paragraph?
Yeah. And Brittany, did you get that text I sent you? Oops.
Sorry,
Oops.
I'm multitasking here. I have which text?
Oh, you said that Doug wasn't going to be able to make the
Oh,
meeting.
no, I have not read that one yet.
Oh, okay. I know Hallie has wanted to sit in
I did
and
talk to her, and because we're at five members and ESAC is at eight members, if we have it add another member to waste diversion, then technically we're at a quorum for full ESAC. So we can't add another member to waste diversion. We would have to consider rearranging or someone dropping off to allow Hallie to join waste
well, if
diversion.
somebody's absent, could she just come listen or something? I know it's kind of hard to predict, but
Yeah, that's kind of hard to predict, since, especially since I just got the text 30 minutes before.
I know. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, I just something. Is that another rule? I'm gonna have to go to the city manager to have changed.
No,
We have all these archaic rules, you know.
I feel like if a lot of the conversations ha held at waste diversion want to be, to maybe have these conversations at full ESAC and maybe have less meetings and
Yeah,
just have.
that's the dilemma, is that we had separated it out because some of us are real nerds about this stuff and really want to talk, details. How long do the tire trucks last and the truck tires last and all those kinds of things? And which has meant that the full ESAC is a little less robust in a sense.
Well, yeah, and we
But
always get the accounting, and Carlos has things that he wants to talk to us about, and the fact of the matter is we don't have a finance subcommittee that's functioning, and the engineering isn't functioning, so.
so are you saying that this committee should just be folded into the full ESAC?
No. I don't think we would have time to cover everything. So,
That's what I'm saying. We can
yeah,
spread out the
no.
agenda a little more to limit what's on each agenda. This way,
Right.
the agendas aren't overloaded. But that's probably a conversation that Carlos needs to be a part of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to put these together. That's too much. So we'd. That'd be long meetings. Okay. Item three for the landfill. Jose is here.
Or is that Frank for the landfill?
I don't see Frank on here.
Oh, wait.
Frank is
Okay.
here.
Usually it's collections. Yeah.
Landfill is number three today.
Yes,
Yeah.
I figure Frank always goes last, so
Okay,
I switched it
sorry.
up so
Here,
Frank
I thought
wasn't
I wasn't going
last.
to screw it up this time. All right.
Frank,
Right.
am I up?
Yep.
Yes.
There you are.
I thought I was buying some time here. Here, let me close the doors. Let it noise.
Me too.
Okay. The first update I had was on landfill gas collection updates, and just wanted to let everyone know I believe in the past or even at the last meeting, I mentioned that we were evaluating our system and making repairs. And we are also expanding into cell 4A. That's our new cell, and we're putting new wells. This week, we've been drilling the holes for the new wells, and those are going in. So by next week, that work will be completed. After that, I can maybe provide an update later on how much more flow we're getting from these three wells, just as a reference and information.
Okay.
Other than that, we'll be in compliance with our 5-year limit or deadline that we have when we have to expand into new cells that don't have active collection, landfill gas collection.
Yeah.
The second item that I have, it's listed here as special handling waste disposal, but it was in relation to what Alfred had asked. He asked some questions about who was actually receiving services from the city of Tucson, trash collection services, and that was, I think he mentioned their National Guard and Tucson Airport Authority. So Tucson Airport Authority, Raytheon, Air National Guard, and the U.S. Border Patrol, which are some of the bigger ones here. The city does not service those, so they more than likely have a private hauler. So it could be a number of them. It could be Waste Management, it could be Rate, it could be Republic or any of the other private collection companies. The Devils Mothen Air Force Base is serviced by the city of Tucson. And so all of that waste comes to Los Reales. More than likely other entities that I mentioned, Tucson Airport Authority, Raytheon, National Guard, and the U.S. Border. Because there's such close proximity to us, even if they're serviced by a private company, the waste will more than likely come to us. Unless it happens to be Waste Management, then they would use their own transfer station, and that waste would likely go outside city limits up to one of their landfills. I don't know if there's any other questions on that.
My part, no, I was just kind of curious. I just didn't know.
Right. Sure.
Did we ever service those, do you know? Or has it always been else other people?
I'm sure at one point we may have serviced them, and then because for commercial collection, there's competition limits if it's within the Tucson. So we don't really have any control on that. I think when our rates went up, which has already been quite a long time ago, the city did lose some accounts
Yeah.
and went to some of their private haulers.
Okay. Any
Are
questions?
there other large manufacturing? What about Amazon? They must have a lot of cardboard waste and stuff.
Amazon, they probably have a lot of cardboard. I don't know exactly who would service them. I know they are within the city limits. Well, of course, usually the big companies have national commercial accounts, so they would be big, either Republic or Waste Management.
And I was just thinking another one now, it disappeared. That's a big warehouse. I was trying to think, any other big warehouse kinds of place?
Target. Target's got a big warehouse.
What's the other one around here? It's called them.
It's Target, isn't it? Target's got the biggest building in the city, that as far as I know. The warehouse over there by I-10.
Home Goods also has a
Home
big one.
Goods. Home Goods, that's what I was trying to think of.
Where's
So
theirs?
I'd have to request and see off the top of my head. I don't know. We'd have to ask for our accounts supervisor Jew to look them up if you wanted to.
See. Okay.
A no caller.
All right. Shall we move on? Item four, collections. Jose.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good, good. Brittany, can I share my screen?
Try it now.
Let me know if you guys are able to see that spreadsheet.
Yep. Yeah.
That's good enough.
All right, is it big enough?
Yeah. Well,
Can always be
yeah.
bigger.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
So just wanted to get with you all about the on demand, the B&B on demand. Just kind of going over some numbers. We've been tracking some of the workers that have been coming in weekly. As you can see, at the beginning of the year, we had zero work orders for both areas, if you can see it on the here on the spreadsheet. And then on the week of February the 12th, that's when they started coming in for area 25, area 19. If you can see 25, 19, 25, 19, and that's by week. So the back in February, we had a total of six work orders and then 11 on area 19. And you can see, 4, 3, 17, 21, 15, 17. So every week we're seeing a different number. We've been going out there servicing them. We haven't had any issues. We have been going out there and actually picking up if they're picking up a certain address, and if there's B&B right next to it, we're letting the customer know that the B&B has their pile has been picked up, and basically letting them know that they use one of the services. One of the things that we're using is Routeware. This is one of the weeks that we went out there. I don't know if you guys can see the little dots on there. I don't know. Make it.
Yeah.
Basically, it shows the route that the truck was out there. So we're keeping track of all the work orders that are coming in. One of the things that we're doing is that the drivers are out there. They hit completed, so that way we know that they've been completed. They are taking pictures of before and after pictures. Maybe let me see, look at this one here. I don't know if that's just, I don't know if that was just a little pile there that they service. It was a small little pile, and I can't go any bigger. Yes, I can.
Yeah, we can see it.
Why they picked up that one? Let me try another one.
There's a bunch of
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's a big one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so these guys are taking before and after pictures. So if the customer ever calls us and says, "Ah, you haven't picked up my items, I have, there's no service," we can always go back. Oh, yes, we did. We got the pictures here. This is what was out there. You had green waste, you had cardboard, and then we got the after pictures after it's been serviced.
Was
So
that
we,
oversized?
excuse me.
What it was this that last one, wasn't that bigger than what you can put out?
Usually we, it's like this stuff. It I actually, it's probably like medium size that we were looking at. But usually, you know, we go with 10 cubic yards, which we tell them, and you know, just imagine, you know, 10 washing machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in all actuality, if you really look at it, you know, that's more than, you know, 1 cubic yard, you know, because usually when they say 1 cubic yard, if it's 10 washing machines, you got to, it's the inside of the washing machine. It's smaller, but we use, you know, the washing machine so that way people can more or less see what, you know, what the amount is.
Okay, to figure out the cubic feet. Okay.
Yeah, so we've been tracking on a weekly basis. Like I said, now we haven't had any phone calls back. We haven't had any complaints. It looks like everything's working out good out there. Like I said, we haven't had any major any complaints, to be honest with you. I don't know why this one was up there.
And no dumping
No, actually, and I know you're probably talking about over there off of Sixth Avenue
Yeah.
and Los Reales. We haven't had any one thing because I live in that neighborhood. One thing that I have noticed that area last week's area was on the west side of 12th Avenue, which is kind of, you see 12th Avenue, we were in this area. So people started to bring some, you know, I did notice on some streets they brought their, people are starting to bring things out. So one of the things that I'm reporting those, you know, to go out there and we, you know, when they're out there to go ahead and service them. And then that way we'll let the resident know that they used up one of the B&B.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, so we are staying on top of it. So we're, you know, I'm just keeping my eye. I drive through here every day, so I'm keeping my eye. I'll make sure none of that illegal dumps is happening out there. And this is the area that that has the majority of the illegal dumping happening.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there, you know. Like I said, I'm keeping an eye on it, but we haven't had any illegal dump. Usually, it starts up when they start seeing piles all along Nogales Highway. That's when, you know, you start getting from other places, but since we're on demand now, nothing is out. We'll see, you know, if they start using the on demand, the people start using the on demand, then we'll see what that looks like on Sixth Avenue and all the other streets. You know, you got Corona, El Vado, you know, Los Reales, that, you know, this is where all the major illegal dumping is happening.
Okay.
Let me move over to the
There
next.
we go. Next.
Nice maps.
Yeah.
Okay, are you able to see
That
what
are
I got?
really fun to see.
Can you guys see what I have up to now? Or are you still seeing that spreadsheet?
No, we're looking at the map
Oh, okay. Let me click
with
over
three
here.
blue dots.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me move over to this.
And then you're going to do equipment updates yet.
Yeah, so we did receive two roll-offs last week. Where right now it's in the process. Let me think of we've talked about it in the past for registration. So right now they're sitting here at the yard. We did receive two of them. We should be seeing three more front loads here in the next couple of weeks. The supervisors went out and you know they went to go do a quick QC on them to make sure there's nothing missing, anything that you know that might be missing off the truck that we need here. They went out there, they looked at them. Looks like the supervisor was happy with them. Now we're just waiting for the delivery of them. And they're up in Phoenix.
Oh,
So
okay.
we should be seeing those here pretty soon. Where we're finally getting some of these units, you know, that have been ordered in the past. We're finally seeing them come in. We are still waiting. We did receive a two additional side loaders also, the Battle. I think I showed you guys pictures in the past. We did receive two additional. Let me pull up the other so that way you guys can see the spreadsheet. Second. Yeah, so we did receive two more side loaders, slowly but surely. We have four side loaders that are up in Phoenix. We're trying, they're going to try something new to see if we can speed up the process when it comes down to the registration. So we had the vendor, you know, they took pictures of the CNG, whatever is needed. So we're trying to see if we can speed up the process so that way when they arrive here, they're registered, they have a plate and all that good stuff. So Hopefully that works out. I mean, this is our first go around doing that kind of for the registration. So we're going to wait and see to see what hopefully we get them out there a little bit faster than, you know, than them sitting here at the yard.
Oh.
We do have another order that's for the Peterbilt. This is going to be on for two more roll-offs. They finally got it started. This is the date that they're giving me for June of 2025. That's when we should hopefully see the other two rollouts. You know, the two that we have now, and then we'll be getting two additional new ones that we should be seeing here in June.
So when approximately were these ordered? Like,
the paperwork started about a month ago. Well, actually, you know, we were going back and forth because Galbraith and they're these units are from Spartan. So when we set out the bid for them, Spartan came in, you know, we went out there and looked at the truck, but the paperwork was sent out probably about a month ago. You know, they're promising that they got a big, a quick turnaround. So we're holding them up to their, you know, what they're saying. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we do get them in June.
How's the electric vehicle doing? The electric truck?
Not too good. Not too good. Okay. It was running, you know, to be honest with you, it was out there. It was running. There was some things that needed to be adjusted. But last week, we were going to take it out to the rodeo because we had the rodeo last week. So we were going to take it out there and the transmission went out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Transmission went out on it, so we're waiting to get that one back to see what exactly happened to it. So I'm not too sure how that runs, you know, when it's electric and the transmission. I'm not sure if the transmission is electric, so that's something that, you know, we're trying to find out to see what exactly happened to it. But wow. The driver's happy with it. I mean, it's doing. It's. I mean, we're not using it the whole day just because of the because it's electric. But for the most part, it's working just as well as the other vehicles, except for the load wise, it's they're loading it pretty good. It's just, you know, the electric usually done by 2 o'clock. You know, he's heading into the yard so we can get a charge on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then the other trucks are picking up the rest of the route?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that was anticipated. I know in the discussions we had earlier, that's sort of what you were expecting.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we can't set it up on. So we have a couple of routes that are, you know, that we had made for the EV. It still won't finish. I mean, there's adjustments that we have to make on routing for that truck. So yes, you're going to have other vehicles or other employees go out and help out so they can finish up that route.
Hey, I was the rodeo. I wanted to come out, but
I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but I know they got pictures. I don't know if it's Brittany or Christina, but it went great. It went great. You know, we had, I think it was 60 contestants. We were, I think it was 60, and that's on the collection side, and then the landfill had had 10. But it went great. I'll let I don't know if it's Brittany or Christina that's going to be showing the pictures.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I don't think I've uploaded the photos yet.
Oh no.
But I'll see if I have some somewhere. But we'll get there.
Okay. And you know what's funny? I was out there and I was doing the judging. I was doing the pre-trip. So I was out there and I wanted to take pictures. I didn't take one picture. Because I was just so busy in one area. I didn't get any pictures of the whole thing, of anything. But I know there's pictures out there.
Nice. So it was well attended.
Yes. Yes.
Fun. All right. Let's move on to item 5, waste diversion. Christina, did we get a March?
Yes.
MRF report?
We got one.
Okay.
Well, what is it labeled? February.
Yeah.
March is too soon, I think.
Okay.
Brittany, I cannot share. So, on the last meeting, we had just had the audit, and we had said that we had a 19% residue. It was actually 19.6. So our residue charge per ton was 30 cents for a total of $508, down from 12,014.
Wow.
So still very, very good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we asked what had happened, and they made some changes to, they added a new belt and some other changes to the system. So they think that we will be seeing better capture of the plastics in particular. So that's a good thing. But we'll see, you know, the next audit will be in June.
So when did they put the new belt on?
Well, you know, probably in January, February, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before, you know. But honestly, I mean, you know, they're trying to capture more of those plastics because they've set up those new polymer facilities, and you can see that amount went up. So
the price went down.
Yeah. But
okay.
But we are just, you know, getting more of it. See what happens.
Well, it's good you're not paying so much. That was always such a problem.
Cardboard went down. Paper went up.
Aluminum went up.
Went up, yeah. So, you know, the markets have been fairly steady. I think one of the things we heard when we were on a meeting week before last is that, you know, in particular, the beverage industries are really having problems meeting their sustainability goals in terms of using recyclable materials for their containers, aluminum, PET, and glass, and they're actually having to import recyclables from other countries.
Oh.
Because
that's you can't even make that stuff up.
Oh, that's hilarious. I was just telling someone about it and how, oh, it was great. We're no longer sending stuff to China. Now China's sending stuff to us.
I don't know that hopefully it's not China, but yeah.
But I know. I'm just exaggerating.
Like Malaysia or something like that.
Well, you know, it could
be. How about Canada and Mexico?
Right.
It's a little close.
And then, you know, of course, then there's going to be tariffs and all these other things. But, you know, we need people to be more conscientious about recycling.
And those are big industries, so they need to get their act together.
Yeah.
More publicity.
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of states actually, there was a report that I read from a university in Texas that's, you know, making the case for a bottle bill in Texas, which You know, who knows if that even has a chance, but recycling rates in states that have bottle bills, recycling rates are higher.
Yeah.
Litter is
Down.
very low. There's good reasons for it, and good, but you know, Arizona, it's not likely to see that happen. No, although you know, who knows if Texas does it, maybe we'll see something happen. But
Okay, it's something to watch.
I noticed that it says in this little box down here with the red around it that there was an higher glass transportation surcharge. Do you know anything about?
Well, that's for the material that's the glass that's still going to the mill.
So, do you know why it went up or?
Well, everything, you know, goes up.
Except the residue charge went down.
Yeah, well, that's good. But, you know, on when we had this call, we were talking about glass, and the representative that we work with from Sibelco, which is the company that bought SMI in Phoenix, was saying that they really like the model that we are using in Tucson. They think it's a very good program. They get more glass from fewer tons because they get whole bottles. And it's a much cleaner.
Oh, you mean the one where they have the special collections in the big containers? Is that
Yes.
they're like?
Yeah.
Because everything else is broken up from the bins.
Right. But
Well, because it goes through a bunch of bins.
well, it goes through the whole system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets mixed with other stuff. So they're very happy with our program, and we are definitely, you know, looking at how we might make modifications so that we can maintain the quality of the glass that's picked up, but you know, but get more of it. So yeah, it's they're very pleased with it. And you know, we avoid the tipping fee of which has gone up to $109 per ton. And we avoid the transportation costs because they pay for it. And they also pay us revenue and, you know, $5 a ton. So it's definitely money. It's definitely more financially beneficial to the city to collect it separately. So we'll see what we can do. We're definitely working on, you know, coming up with some alternatives.
Where do you see the $5 per ton that you're collecting?
That is not on
On the
this.
sheet. Okay.
This is just the MRF.
This is just the MRF. Got it.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Let's move on to item six and a lot of outreach. Christina, you've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can keep it short. So tonight we are starting the Master Recycler classes. We worked with the Environmental Education Exchange to develop the curriculum, and they're actually going to be presenting. But we will be, you know, but we're working with Tucson Clean and Beautiful and us. So it's great. They put together, it's a 5-week program, an hour and a half every night for 5 weeks.
Oh.
Tonight's the first night. It's a much more in-depth look into our program and waste diversion in Tucson. So that's, we'll see how that goes. We had 20 people sign up and then 9 confirmed. I don't know if we'll see a few people more that show up. It just didn't give us a confirmation. but we understand it's a big commitment, 5 weeks. So we'll keep it posted. We are taking the program that EEE developed, and we are going to collapse it into an hour and a half program that we can then offer to for adults in the community. We get a lot of requests to go to HOAs and adult groups and neighborhood presentations and all over. So, we felt like, we put this together. We worked with them, and they get a lot of requests for it too. So they do presentations like this for Tucson Water, for TEP. So we're going to go ahead and be able to offer that.
Good.
And this Saturday will be our zero waste event. And I'm very happy because we've added treasures for teachers. They're going to be collecting
Oh, good.
materials for teachers, school and craft supplies, office supplies, all sorts of stuff. Last fall, we had 528 cars come through. So we'll see
Wow.
this time how it goes. This is our fourth year, so doing well. And it was nice this time. We actually got Goodwill had a realtor reach out and ask if she wanted to sponsor a collection event. And so Matt, our partner, asked, said, well, you could, help support the zero waste event. And so she's actually been added as a sponsor, which is great. So lots of volunteers, and the next one will be in November. Other things we have going for Earth Month. Yesterday, we had a cleanup event with the mayor in the Thrive in the 05. Steve Loturco led that, and we have a lot of cleanup scheduled. We have
That was on the news.
And then we have the HHW event next Saturday. We have Earth Day down at the Children's Museum. We've also got a party for the planet with the zoo, and just lots of things going on. So it's going to be a busy month.
Is that a daytime one, like a Saturday or something, or
Which one?
the party for the planet?
It's on the Sunday,
Sunday.
the 27th. So yes, it's during the
It's
day.
not, okay, so it's during the day. That looks like fun.
Yeah, it is.
And I put together a quick slideshow of the rodeo.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Let me actually pick the right screen to share.
Were there any women drivers?
We had one woman driver, yes.
Okay, cool.
So this is a packed house. We had over 170 people in this room right here. So this is the night before at the meet and greet. So these are tabletops of 10, and we had 16 tabletops, and people were sitting all along the edge and standing. So a full house. This is the morning of. This is the written test, all the drivers doing the first portion of the testing. A truck, our staff, our famous Ruben, and looks like Jose Castro.
Okay.
And these are some of the contestants. This is where Jose Montillo was. So the contestants would wait over here in the in under the canopy before they did the pre-trip, and then they would go see Jose Montillo to conduct the pre-trip. And here's a parallel test, a parking test. This is the awards ceremony. Carlos got to name off of all the awards for the winners. This is one of our winners. Well, this is a supervisor who at the landfill for the compactor. So we got second place. I'll pull up the sheet for all the winners because I know Tucson, a couple of the landfill staff, I think maybe three people placed from the landfill. And the kid, our little kid area, our vendors, and I have some videos, but so that was the rodeo.
Big time. They came from all over the state.
Yes, we had let me see if I can pull up the score sheet.
Do they have obstacle courses?
Yes.
Did they check out how clean the trucks are? Do they have a clean and polish?
I believe Jose did get them cleaned before the event.
Yeah, we did. And one of the things that the drivers is as soon as they get there, they want to see what they're driving, what they're going to be, using on the obstacle. One of the pictures that Brittany brought up, that was a parallel park. So basically, it's an there's a they start off and it's an offset which they have to drive, straight in and then make a right and then make a like another left, which is into basically it's like if you're going in between cars. So anytime you hit any of the bollards or any of the any of the cones that are out there, you get deducted points. And then from there they'll jump over to the parallel park. Once again they try to parallel the vehicle. I mean, now you, I'm sure you guys have done that parallel parking, downtown. So
Right.
we try to keep it pretty well. There's measurements that we got to follow, so that way everybody's doing the same thing. After
Sure.
they pull there, then they do an alley dock. If they got to pull up and do an alley dock, and then they got to back up. And if they go past a certain line, you'll get deducted points. But if you're within certain measurements, and then if you're perfectly parked, you get the bigger amount of points. And then if you're farther away, they deduct points too. So.
Wow.
I guess my video didn't want to sh work. Oh, maybe because we were in the way. Someone else was taking pictures, so I don't have a lot right now. So doesn't look like Tucson placed in any of the truck events. But we had a lot of people from Waste Connections, Gilbert, Tempe, Tucson, Republic Services. We had one person from Republic Services, Glendale, Goodyear.
Okay.
So these are all our contestants. Gilbert,
What is Waste
surprise.
Connections?
They're a private hauler.
Oh, okay.
Actually, they're actually used to be RAD. And they're here locally in the Phoenix area. They actually just won the town of Sarita contract to start picking up all of Sarita residents. So just like Republic Services or Waste
Yeah.
Management, but at a much smaller scale.
Yeah, I just hadn't heard of them before.
And they participated. They brought two front loads and they brought two roll-offs. because that's where we're down with trucks here with the city. So they brought down some of their vehicles down here too. So, they all did pretty good on the testing part of it.
Cool. So this is the landfill spreadsheet. We have Roger Reeves from Tucson. He competed on the articulated loader. So he won first place. And then Christopher Francis, he competed on the compactor. He won second place. So he'll be able to have the opportunity. They both will be able to have the opportunity to compete at the International Rodeo. And then Brandon here, he won a second place as well on the dozer. So all three of our landfill contestants who competed will have the opportunity to go to Florida in October to represent Arizona
Oh, cool.
in the International Rodeo.
Wow, cool.
And
For
this is the
sure.
SWANA's new website. So we're still building it, transferring it over from the prior site. Or moving things over, I guess I should say.
Nice.
But our events were the rodeo event information was here under events. The next thing we have coming up is a golf tournament to run raise money for the scholarship fund.
Nice.
So that's the rodeo.
Well, if you find your pictures, you should share some of them at Full ASAC too.
Yeah, well, these were all the pictures I had, the ones I shared on the PowerPoint, but two or three other people were in charge of taking pictures. So we have two of our board members who actually brought really nice cameras out at the competition. So when they share it, I'll send it your way.
Well, cool. Thanks. All right. Any questions? Looks like we're going to get out of here early. let's go to item 7, future agenda. Any ideas?
Let's have a standing item for the electric trash cup truck.
Okay.
So we know when does the was the transmission fixed? I guess it's under warranty, so we don't
I better
cost
be.
anything.
How many miles are on it? Probably not very many. So.
Yeah, not very much. I'll have that information for all for you guys next time.
Yeah.
Negative 20.
Negative 20.
Is that because you had to tow it? Oh.
Well,
And I guess, Frank, to continue with the gas, what's happening with the contract and where are we with that landfill gas?
and the secret person, he can't tell us the company that's supposed to
No.
be picking it up yet. So,
Yeah, it
okay.
can't be discussed yet.
Right.
Pat, do you have any things that are sitting on the horizon that should be on the agenda?
Well, we have a huge laundry list, but we actually need to put that together for you. I'm sure Carlos is going to probably have a pretty good update for you guys at the full ESAC.
Okay.
But we'll start talking about some more that we can actually put on. Hopefully, we can get some of the things that we're looking at for the full ASAC and pushed over to the collection side. That way, it gives you a little bit more time for discussion and for review and comment.
Okay. Nice.
It was very nice to have that presentation by the gentleman from Republic. That was very interesting.
I did see him on Friday at the networking event at SWANA, and I did tell him again how much you guys enjoyed the presentation, and thanked him for coming out or joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, that was nice. All right. Item eight, no call to audience, and item nine, adjournment. So this is a record. Adjournment at 3:54. So have fun this evening. Stay
Thanks,
warm.
Chris. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you all. Be safe.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.